In this bulletin, families with children over 12 can make a booking for a COVID vaccine. Pope Francis warns of a resurgence of anti-Semitism in Europe. And in sport, Australian Daniel Ricciardo wins the Italian Grand Prix. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good morning, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is encouraging families with children 12 years and older to book a COVID vaccination. The Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation is now recommending Moderna for everyone 12 years and older. 1 million additional doses of Moderna vaccine secured from European Union countries will be distributed to thousands of pharmacies in coming weeks. More than 42% of the eligible Australian population are fully vaccinated, and more than 67% have had their first dose. But Labor's Health Minister Mark Butler says the rollout is too slow and Moderna is too late.
We had been urging Scott Morrison to sit down with Moderna as far back as last year, and now he must explain why it has taken so long for Australians to get access to this vaccine.
New South Wales residents in COVID hotspot areas have expressed frustration that beaches in other parts of Sydney were crowded over the weekend. More than 1,200 cases of the coronavirus were recorded on Sunday and 7 deaths. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chance says outdoor areas are the safest environments, but she also says she does not endorse crowds or people socialising. The New South Wales member for Lakemba, Jihad Dib, says it's a classic example of the tale of two cities.
They were seeing images of people basically walking up and down a street without masks on, sitting in groups, and at the same time in some parts of southwest and western Sydney, people are stuck at home. They're actually afraid to go out. They're told not to go out, and they're very concerned about getting in trouble if they do. And it certainly adds to that idea that we are living in a divided city at the moment.
And Victorians can expect to soon get a more detailed roadmap out of COVID-19 lockdown as much anticipated modelling inches closer to completion. The modelling will allow health authorities and ministers to formulate plans about what businesses can open and when on the path to fully vaccinating 80% of Victoria's eligible population. Meantime, the Mayor of Victoria's local government area of Hume is welcoming pop-up clinics to be established in his area. The northwestern Melbourne suburb has become the epicentre of the state's latest COVID-19 outbreak. Mayor of Hume City, Joseph Harwill, says pop-up clinics will help ease anxiety and uncertainty in the community.
The average age in this community is 33. For a long time, many in our community just haven't had access to the vaccine itself because of the rules that were in place. What this means now is that with surging supply, increased supply, pop-up hubs and getting right into community, that we're able to address that, some of that anxiety and move forward.
A high-level meeting of police and counter-terrorism officials across Australia is expected to be announced today by Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews. That's because of fears the fall of Afghanistan will reinvigorate religious extremism in Australia. Ms. Andrews will virtually address the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, mark the anniversary of 9/11, and warn that the likelihood of an attack in Australia remains probable. Pope Francis has warned of a resurgence of anti-Semitism in Europe. He made the comments in a speech in Hungary on his first trip since undergoing surgery in July. During a meeting with representatives of churches and some Jewish community leaders, Pope Francis called on his colleagues to promote peace. In other overseas news, torrential monsoonal rains and mudslides have hit areas in northwestern Pakistan and Pakistan-controlled Kashmir on Sunday, destroying homes and killing at least 17 people. Authorities in the city of Abbottabad said a mudslide in the suburbs also killed a couple and their child and injured three others. Monsoon season lasts until mid-September in Pakistan, and similar incidents are not uncommon. To sport, and Australian Daniel Ricciardo has won the Italian Grand Prix in a stunning and dramatic McLaren 1-2 finish at Monza. His triumph came after Formula One title rivals Max Verstappen and Lewis Hamilton took each other out of the race in a collision. Stewards ruled it was largely caused by Verstappen, who has been handed a grid penalty for the next Grand Prix. Sunday's victory was Ricciardo's first since he was at Red Bull in 2018.
I'm not saying it to make it seem bigger than it is, but it has been, definitely there's been days where it's been the most challenging of my career to date, and to come back to this point to win, I don't want to speak of myself, but this result honestly feels unbelievable.
Let's look at today's weather. Sunny in Perth and a top of 21 degrees. In Adelaide, partly cloudy, 17. In Melbourne, a morning shower or two, a mostly sunny day, maximum of 14. In Hobart, a few morning showers as well, 11 degrees. In Canberra, showers as well, 13. In Wollongong, maximum of 17, a few showers about. Much the same in Sydney, a top of 19. In Newcastle, a shower or two, 22 degrees. Partly cloudy for Brisbane, 31. In Cairns, partly cloudy as well, 31. 32 degrees in Darwin with a shower or two. And that's the latest from the SBS newsroom.